My life was a dumpster fire. At 16, I got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So I just gave way to, you know, just crazy living. And that ended in a cocaine and alcohol addiction. And ultimately, I ended up enrolling in a one-year program. God met me there, saved me. I ended up doing an internship there, working. We just saw so many people coming out of a high structure environment and then getting out of that high structure and they fall flat on their face. So we've got 17 dwellings that we've opened in 16 years of existence. The full-time job placement, so a bunch of employment partners. So we've got offered structure that we put in place through our workbook. They're being grafted via relationship into the local church. So they're successful long after they leave our walls. You know, we're not playing for while they're with us. Mm-hmm. That's easy. We're playing for when they leave.
Welcome to today's episode of Falling to Freedom, where addiction ends and faith begins, the weekly podcast that brings thoughtful, informed, and challenging discussions about addiction to the forefront of everyone's minds. We join our host now, Chad Lacombe, for today's topic.
Well, this morning we're joined by Cameron Burke. He's the founder and president of Absolute Ministries in Washington and Idaho, and we're grateful to have him on the podcast as we talk about addiction from every angle. Today, we're going to be focusing on the solutions to addiction with his ministry and just what's needed within society to address this huge problem. And so, Cameron, thanks for coming on. If we could just start by having you share a little bit about yourself. I know that most people that are in this type of work and ministry usually have some kind of a background in it. And so, yep. If you wouldn't mind, just start by sharing yours. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Chad, for having me, for the invite. Appreciate it a ton.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Always love shedding light on this topic and just hearing other perspectives. My life was a dumpster fire. I came up in a good family, but was subjected to things that shouldn't happen to anybody. And I was doing all right, but at 16, I got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and that, as a 16-year-old in high school, just tipped me over mentally, emotionally. And what I heard the doctor say in that diagnosis was, your life is over. That's not what they said, but that's what I heard.
Sure.
And so I just gave way to, you know, just crazy living. Let's just go for it. And so I did that for a number of years, and that ended in a cocaine and alcohol addiction. And ultimately, I ended up enrolling in a one-year program for people coming who want to change their life. I did not at that time want to change my life, although God met me there and saved me. He initiated that and transformed my soul, my heart, gave me a new desires. And I ended up doing an internship there, working and learning, you know, getting more responsibility, and went to school. They asked me to come back, be on staff again. During that time, I had met my wife at a local church, and we just saw so many people coming out of this program, you know, any program really, out of a high structure environment, and doing really well in the high structure. And then getting out of that high structure, even with the very best of intentions, with even great family, great resources, but not realizing how much that high structure environment had been holding them up. And they fall flat on their face over and over and over again. And I say that with the utmost respect and sympathy. I've encountered it way too much personally. Dealt with every ramification of that. It's a huge need, and it's one that we've set out to address.
Yeah, I was going through your website, and I was just looking at a lot of the things that you're doing. And, you know, we have a ministry that it's called Fully Restored Ministries, where, you know, a lot of similarities. I think, you know, I'll let you get into it. I won't step on your explanation of the ministry, but it seems like it's for, you know, after somebody goes through a program, then this would be the next step where they're transitioning kind of back into society. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, and we've expanded so we can take anybody who wants a team of people around them in a living environment, that and just teaching them how to live with some limited structure. So individuals can have, they've got full-time work or part-time work, they've got all the freedoms of life, yet in a living environment where they're surrounded by a team with comprehensive services, full-time staff that's dedicated to their success.
All right. Well, why don't I kind of jumped ahead a little bit, but why don't you just kind of share what Absolute Ministries is, who it's, geared towards, and what you guys offer?
So it just grew, it grew in 2009 we started, and we just kept adding services as we realized, like, oh, this is causing people to fail. Oh, this is contributing to the recidivism rates. Individuals are relapsing because, so number one is the safe and stable housing. That's an environment we facilitate. So we've got 17 dwellings that we've opened in 16 years of existence. So the safe and stable housing, the full-time job placement, so a bunch of employment partners, and as well as transportation to and from that work until they're able to get their own transportation and their license reinstated, et cetera. So we've got 25 cars doing 600 miles average a day, all over, taking people to every appointment under the sun, doctors, groceries, child visits, Department of Corrections, their jobs in the morning, starting at 4 a.m. and getting off at, 5 p.m. And people are coming and going, the dozens in our care all throughout that time. And that's all facilitated by staff, full-time staff who are incredible, incredible people that pull major weight. The other piece is the financial framework and guidance. So nobody knows, this is a generalization, but nobody knows how to manage their money in this sphere largely. And that was me too, 100%. You get handed a paycheck at the end of your 2 week pay period, and it's like, well, we're going shopping. And well, that doesn't work. And
Right, not when you
so,
have bills.
yeah, so really working with people and teaching them how to do that. So we've got authored structure that we put in place through our workbook that's walking with them through as they're doing, again, real life. And the other thing is grafting them into a local church. So we require them to identify a home church that's Bible believing, Bible teaching, and then they're required to get into a small group in that home church. And once they're in that small group, they're required to ask a same gendered person in that small group if they would be willing to be their mentor. And so, usually goes like this: "Hey, Bill, would you be my mentor?" And Bill's like, "What does that mean?" And he's like, "Well, I'm in Absolute Ministries Life Housing. I'm supposed to get a mentor in my workbook. That's one of the processes and benchmarks for me to check off. So do you want to be my mentor?" And so we get phone calls, Bill, he's like, John asked me to be his mentor and I go to church. I know I'm supposed to disciple people, but what does this look like?"
Yeah. So
So
you
we
don't
wrote
set
up.
that up for them. They actually initiated themselves.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
100%. So, yep. And so we authored a mentor field manual and an online training. So it's a 60-minute online training right on our website for these individuals to go through. We hand them a mentor field manual, the do's and don'ts of walking with people, and this specifically this people group, largely coming out of addiction, and that creates a sustainability that the world can't manufacture, and that is in and through the local church, people who are on mission with Jesus, want to disciple individuals, and will give their life away in that process in gratitude to Christ. So, we facilitate that. And that's where sustainability happens. They're being grafted via relationship into the local church. And so they're successful long after they leave our walls. We're not playing for while they're with us. That's easy. We're playing for when they leave. And so by grafting them into the local church, and that's any local Bible believing, so that any church that's local Bible believing teaching Christian
When you
church.
say local to one of the houses that they're in.
Yeah, just in their, physical sphere. Geographic sphere, yeah. And then we've got our workbook's been college or has been accredited by Faith International University. So via portfolio credit, they can take a qualifying exam and qualify for some undergrad credits upon graduation of Absolute. And that is a, education's a game changer, really tears down generational poverty, or historically has. And so that's something they get just as a byproduct and through our local partnerships. And then also the match savings program. So it's optional, but individuals can opt into it. So they pay an extra $100 a month. And when they graduate, they get that back along with a match. And then just the last thing is the DOC and legal assistance. Having somebody show up to court on your behalf, write letters to the judge saying Johnny's doing a good job. He's in this program. He's straightening out his life. That goes a long way in the
Oh
legal
yeah.
system. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
So this book you talked about, I did see it on there. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? It said, I think it said like mentoring workbook or so is this for the participant or is this for the people that might be coming alongside to mentor or both?
Yeah, this is for the mentors who are coming alongside them. So these, pastors of churches love this. And I'll tell you why, because they've got individuals, write me in the comments, pastors. They've got individuals in their church. They're like, man, Bill, who are you discipling? And Bill's like, anybody you tell me to, pastor. And, life's so busy. They got so many plates they're spinning. And now here comes Johnny in Absolute Ministries. Bill, will you be my mentor? And Bill's like, what's going on? And we're like, hey, Bill, we want to equip you to walk alongside Johnny. And so, yes, it's a short training. We got some qualifiers in there. They got to pass a background check. And it really teaches them how not to, I'll just say it, how not to be taken advantage of, right? So you're not co-signing on anything. You're not listening to anybody's pleas for money. You're not, going and getting a loan for a car. You're not letting them move into your house, right? And you are 85% encouragement, 15% soft correction. And these people just need wind in their sail. They really do. They want, they don't need to be told they suck at life. Like I was well aware, right? I was well aware. I did not need that. My thoughts told me plenty. Like you, I had plenty of condemnation going on. We don't need any more of that. We need wind in their sail. Like, man, because of Jesus, you can do this. He's better than you think he is. I want to come alongside you, help you believe that, trust that, look to him. It's just somebody who's willing to be an example, to spend time, the greatest currency we have, with these individuals, just pouring into them. So, it's like one meeting a week, maybe one meeting every 2 weeks, but it's consistent communication. Ideally, they're going to church together, they're grabbing a meal together, they're being an intentional friend. That's what we've boiled it down to. It's being an intentional friend. And I think it really encapsulates discipleship well. Like we both struggle, maybe less or more than the other person on any particular day. But, when it's my turn, Chad says, bro, look to Jesus. Like, get over yourself. Man, he's so good. Like, in the situation you're describing, he's still king. Like, I know all the anxiety, all the stress, all the things, your roommate, like, yep, he won't pick up his clothes. He left his shoes on your pillow again, but that's not Jesus. Like, that's Joe. That's your roommate. Like, Jesus, that's the God man. And he will rescue you if you look to him.
Amen. Our guiding verse for fully restored is Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if any man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. It's like just that heart behind that, coming alongside people. Trying to seek, you know, that they would be restored in Christ, but also realizing, except for the grace of God, there go I. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And that, well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to go ahead. You can finish your thought. I was going to ask
Well, I
about
was
the
just going to
housing.
say, yeah, I mean, I love what you just said because it was really the launch pad for, God spoke to me years ago about a phrase we call ugly honesty. And it was really birthed out of James 4:10. And James 4:10 says, when you bow down and admit your dependence on him, then he will lift you up and give you honor. And that first part of that verse, when you bow down, right? That means, and then the follow-up, and admit your dependence on him. Ugly honesty means admitting our humanity. And so at Absolute, we've coined that phrase ugly honesty, and it just means, just tell the truth, like, about what's going on. In the church, you should be accepted and received because of Christ in your repentance and desire to be honest, transparent, and then turn and want to live in a different way in, any particular area of life, in accordance with Christ. And so being ugly honest means if we're really going to tell the truth, if we're actually going to be honest about what's going on in here and what's going on up here, then it will be ugly, but that's okay because of Jesus. And it's so empowering. It's such good news for this people group. I love doing chapels with the guys. Don't get to the girls' campuses as much, but anytime we can sit there and, you preface it, you talk about your own humanity, you talk about struggle, and then you just say, man, anybody else, like, who else is struggling? Who else is, like, you just got stuff going on, and every hand. I just can't wait to see that on a Sunday morning somewhere. Like,
At
let's
church.
just be ugly honest, man. Like, we all suck
Yeah.
so much and
I
need Jesus so bad.
think it's probably one of the appeals of like the AANA model. You know, people just go in there and just, you know, feel comfortable sharing all the garbage and realizing that, hey, this guy's no different than me.
So empowering. So empowering. All the shame melts away. 100%. 100%. And
So,
actually, James 4:10 is birth. I mean, what's the first word of step one of AA? Admit, right? That's right there in James 4:10. Admit your dependence on him. I mean, I admit your humanity.
That's good. So, what about this, the stable housing? What does that look like? And I mean, is there a time frame set to it? Do you guys come in and it's like, okay, you're going to be here for a year, or is it just like never? Could someone just stay indefinitely, or is there some kind of exit plan, you know, that.
So it's not time-based, it is benchmark-based. So our workbook that we authored, here it is. This is on Amazon, actually. 100% benefits the organization. Those are just $10 on Amazon. Those are it's benchmark-based. So I found in looking at other programs and models, they would do time-based, but I watched individuals go through time. The sun came up and the sun went down and nothing changed. I was like, okay, so how do we bake a new model that's progress based? So we call it benchmarks. The workbook has four seasons, which are just chapters, and in each season is about a dozen benchmarks. And so, from finding a home church, like I already talked about, to saving a certain $500 in your emergency fund, to being full-time employed for 8 weeks. Getting into a small group, establishing a mentor, making a plan for acquiring transportation. And so each season or chapter of the workbook is graduated. So the second season builds on the first, the third on the second, and so on. And so it's been done in as little as 10 months, and as long as over 4 years. And each case, as you well know, is very different. So some people come in with massive debt, child support, back payments. They're legally a complete disaster. I've been there, zero judgment. Like, I've been there. And so it just takes longer. A set time frame doesn't help. They need somebody for years to walk alongside them.
Yeah, it's
So
interesting just hearing you talk. I mean, a lot of the A lot of the things that you're mentioning, I'm assuming, were just born out of your own experience and observing, and that was very similar for me, just, going through a lot of worldly programs before I knew the Lord and then being involved with some afterwards. And you just see some things that, you see some glaring deficiencies in what they're doing, or maybe it's just something that, hey, this is the way everybody does it, like the time-based thing. And it just, to me, it was clear when we developed Fully Restored, it's not going to be, hey, 30 days you go to this phase and 60 days. It's like, because someone may be ready to do that sooner, and someone it may take a lot longer. So there needs to be like set goals. There needs to be things that, are, as you say, benchmarks, and that determines when you transition to the next phase, So totally in agreement there. It has to be a part of it.
Yeah,
Okay, so
100%.
yeah. So you partner with, I guess you partner with a lot of Christ-centered recovery programs, in those areas or around the country.
All over the country. We've had people from, the far reaches of Florida jump on a plane and come out here. We've not found another program, and I might be ignorant, but we haven't found another program offering all the services that we do in a single package to date. And we're proud of that, in just God using us, flowing through us to offer that. And yes, people have come from all over, but also secular programs, yes, Christian ones, but also there's Christians in secular programs. A mom and dad or an aunt and uncle or a loved one might tell their niece, hey, you need, like, here's a rehab program. Your life is broken. Let's get you some help. We're willing to help you, right? It's a 60-day secular program. She was raised in the church. She walked away. And in that process, in that secular program, they've got counselors who are professionally trained to adapt to whatever the person's worldview is. And so they're like, do you believe in God? Yes, I'm a Christian. Okay. So right there in that 60-day secular program, she starts to come alive spiritually and coming up on exiting the program is going, how do I continue this? Like, Jesus is alive in me. I'm experiencing the Holy Spirit. They're excited, right? That's what I meant when I said the best of intentions, and they leave those highly structured programs and go back to where they came from. And
Oh no, it breaks your heart. I would see
yeah.
it all the time with a Christ-centered program out here where the guys, they'd be graduating and they'd tell me, man, I graduate in a week or I graduate in 2 weeks. And man, I know what the Lord has done in my life and I don't want to go back to that, but I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And it's like, it would break my heart. And I'm like, man, why are they not doing anything to try and invest in them, help them develop some skills, have some purpose and direction, in life? And so,
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
that.
a very, I mean, I've got a hypothesis on why that is. I think as individuals in a out of a good intention want to do something to help the problem, right? So any founder who, gets in the game, they're on the field, they're making a difference, and at whatever is on fire, right? So it's drug addiction. Okay, let's start a program. I'm a Christian. Let's start a Christian program to combat drug addiction. All right, well, let's get a house, let's get some discipleship materials. And that's all consuming, right? Like, that takes every waking ounce of your energy. And so it's no mystery to me why there's not aftercare, because it's an afterthought. It's like, we started this to help people and they're doing it. Which is why I think God was in this, in the reverse engineering of our model, where I experienced that and then we stepped away and engineered, and it took 15 years to dial it in where it is now. We get calls and web inquiries nonstop. Just from a probation officer 2 days ago, actually, was the most recent one. Like, hey, we've heard amazing things in my agency about your organization. That's a direct quote from my colleagues. I got an individual here. We would like to get into your inpatient program. And they just assume that we have an inpatient program because of the high level of services that we're offering, in the life housing. And we've for years had to say, well, actually, we don't do that. And so recently, last year, we started a behavioral health agency, a licensed behavioral health agency. And that is in place to serve these individuals in that need those other high level of services care. So from a medical detox, so barbiturates, benzodiazepines, alcohol, some opioids, destabilize the central nervous system upon withdrawal, and so much so that the brain and heart can stop functioning properly and death can happen. And so having physician-led oversight is critical for individuals that are ready to change, who are steeped in deep, severe addiction. So offering that in a licensed medical facility, and then they will transfer to our absolute inpatient, residential inpatient, and that'll probably be a 45 to 60 day program max, because in and of itself that's not enough, but because then they will be able to transition seamlessly into our absolute life housing model that currently exists and has been existing for 15 years now, which is what creates the sustainability. And then they're with us in that, going through that benchmark process. So that's the vision for the full continuum of care, and all underneath the Absolute Ministries banner. Yeah. So our new behavioral health agency is called Stability Behavioral Health. Yeah,
You
we're
had
pretty.
a few people go through that already, or what? How long has that been in place?
No, it's so we just received our Joint Commission accreditation, which is the national accrediting body, same accrediting body that licenses hospitals. So we just received that on October 7th of this year, and now we're waiting on state licensure. So we're going through the Washington and Idaho Department of Health, and yeah, in coordination with them. So it is, stuff is being put in place, and it absolutely breaks my heart to watch these individuals. The thing that gets me, Chad, is just they're the best of intentions. They want it. They really want it, right? But they just struggle so much, specifically in the mental health space, either because of what they've been specifically subjected to in their life, their choices, other people's choices, and it comes out. It does. It comes out. We had a guy recently, just to paint a picture on what I'm talking about. I mean, we've all seen mental health on the streets, but we got a guy who'd been with us for a while and was just struggling to get his medication stabilized with his provider. And so our staff came outside, and he was on the roof of a second story building, one of our buildings, screaming at the top of his lungs, "Jesus is Lord." And staff member says, calls his name, "Come down." And he's like, he turns around and he says, "Okay, well, I'm a grown man, I can do what I want." And staff member says, looking up there, says, "Okay, but you gotta come down." And the case in point is, it takes a psychiatrist to help stabilize somebody's meds. So it's up there. A desire to follow Christ is up there. And we'd walked with this individual for a while. He wasn't fresh off the street, but that's what I talk about, just the mental health space. We, of course, believe in the full healing capacity of Christ, and that happens. It also happens in legitimate medication. And, I'm alive because of insulin. I got an insulin pump on my hip right now, and that's a prescription that makes my organs function well, just like our brain is an organ that it's got to have the right chemical balances going on so we can stabilize and function well. So,
Yeah, and I think that's a part of that holistic approach, right? From what I've seen, there's quite a lot of approaches to dealing with addiction, but it seems like most of them come from either one or two directions only. But we know scripture says we're spirit, soul, and body. What that means is the initial causes for addiction are probably touching all three of those areas. continuing causes for addiction are going to touch all three of those areas. Why would we not think the solution touches all three of those areas? And so it's good to hear that you're addressing all three of those. That's, our vision as well, is, spiritually restoring their minds and hearts, and then also their bodies, and that comes in the form of practical things, learning, just practical skills and trades and things like that, being healthy. So, yeah, it's
That's
good.
right. That's right. Yep.
So, do you have any kind of idea of your success rate, and how long after someone graduates do you keep in contact with them to see if that's, maintaining?
Yeah. Well, we try and hire as many of our graduates as we can.
So you know right where they're at.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some truth to that statement for sure. Lots of our site staff and regional directors, VP of ops, have all come out of active addiction, and amazing, amazing individuals. I mean, I'm able to sit here on this podcast because they're doing work in the trenches right now. Obviously, I'm acquainted with that because I did it for the first 10 years, and then we started to grow. But it's an incredible team. An incredible team. So for individuals that graduate, we're around 85% success rate.
Pretty good.
I don't have data on the individuals that, we don't follow the individuals necessarily that don't graduate. That doesn't mean they're not successful though, because some of them have stayed with us 6 months, a year. Also in that group are the individuals who are here for 2 days. And so, probably not as much there for sure. But somebody who came and went through 2 seasons of the workbook and then says, I'm good. I got other life stuff going on. Somebody just recently said they had family stuff out of state. I have to go. And what do you say? You're like, okay, we pray for you, bless you out, right? Those individuals can also be successful. We just don't track that. Yes, but the individuals that are graduating the Four Seasons workbook are overwhelmingly successful, and because they're putting all the pieces in place and then doing it themselves through that graduated structure of the seasons workbook. So, they do it once in season one, they do it again in season two, they entrench it further in season three. It's not new stuff, it's the same thing, just maturing. Yeah.
I did notice on the website, it is correct me if I'm wrong, it is a requirement to at least be open to the things of God, right? And that's kind
Yep.
of the approach we take. You don't have to be a believer to come into this program, but you need to be open to the things of God, because this is a Christ-centered program. So there is no track that doesn't include Jesus. So you need to at least be open to it,
Yeah. Yep, 100%. Yeah, the curriculum's required. If you're gonna go through the program or be in the program, part of the agreement is you're willing to complete the programming requirements, which includes the curriculum, which is Christ-centered. So, yeah.
You guys do any job skills training stuff, or is it just kind of getting them employed so they can start working, as soon as possible?
Yeah, we do some aptitude testing. So what are you built to do? Are you mechanical, or are you better using your brain or interacting with people in a retail setting and customer service? So that's key. We don't want to put round pegs and square holes. Obviously, that's a graduated process too. Somebody comes in, as soon as they can start working and be stable, then, they'll be less particular, and we encourage them to be less particular on day one. Then, day 90, like, okay, you're employed. Like, let's help you look for another opportunity, take a step up. The team is literally doing life alongside them. And so it's just as it comes. I mean, I think true discipleship, it's not, sit down, we're going to get together one morning a week and talk about it. The staff is with them. They're waking up in our facility, they're going to work in our cars, they're coming home, we're interacting with their employer sometimes if the case and need arises. for a variety of reasons. And then we're putting out fires between coworkers, you know, because some of the guys or ladies work at the same place and sparks fly. And so they come home, you know, they went in the same car, but they're coming home in separate cars, right? Like, oh man. And those are real conversations, you know, that's those are life skills. Like, hey, you gotta let's figure this out,
What does the
right?
house structure look like? Is it just a house? Like a, 4 or 5 bedroom house, and you got, half a dozen people in there with some, house leaders, mentors, things like that? Or is it a facility, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so we're predominantly in duplexes. So we've got yeah, duplexes and then a fourplex and then also a house. And so we would call a duplex two dwellings. So that's what compiles our total of 17. So two people to a room max in the duplexes. And we do well, over in Idaho, we started doing full size bunk beds versus twins. People appreciate that. I'm like, hey, we're custom building these. We might as well, you know, throw a full, or I think some of them might even have queen mattresses on those bunk beds. So,
Nice.
yeah, and shared kitchen. You know, we've built out some of the garage spaces into what we call, there's one that's a lion's den, there's another that's an eagle's nest. Those are, you know, just our names for them. It's just a flex space with a big screen TV in there and couches, and where we do chapel nights, worship nights, teaching, big whiteboard. Guest speakers come in.
Well, what does the staffing look like in these homes or in these duplexes and stuff?
So we've got some staff on site, and so they've got either their own bedroom or their own, if they're a family or a married couple, they've got their own side of a duplex. And so that exists on all the campuses. So yeah, if they're single, their own room. If yeah, like I already said. And I'll just say it plainly, it's a crucible. I mean, these they're giving their life away. Yeah, they're full time, you know, they're salaried, you get a company car, fueled, maintained, insured, medical, dental, no premiums, 100% paid for. And at the same time, it's still a lot. My goal is to take everything off of their stressor plate in life so that they can focus on the mission. And you know, so you know, cell phones are paid for. Everybody's got a YMCA Costco membership or you know, YMCA equivalent gym.
I'm super blessed that the Lord's, provided for you in a way that you can take care of your people like that. It's important.
I learned how not to do it.
It's
And
usually how
so
we learn.
that is what motivated me to do it this way. Yeah. You know, people appreciate being appreciated. And it's very expensive. You know, our budget this year is about 1.5 million. And that to do what we do on 1.5 million is nuts. I mean, I've heard it from many people. Like, how do you how what? Quick math in my head, like 120 between 120 and 130K a month. That's a stretch. Like, we're a faith-based organization. Literally, you should see my prayer journal. Like, God, please show up. You love these people more than I do. I know that is true. Please continue to show up and make a way. And he has.
The Lord likes to keep us in that place of dependence.
You know what? Yep. You're exactly right. Yep.
Any future plans for Absolute Ministries as far as looking at expansion or anything besides the, the medical facility you were talking about?
Yeah, I think so. We have done a social franchise model before. We started with a group in Montana in the Kalispell Whitefish area, and they since took the model, rebranded, and are doing well. Have opened multiple homes, changing lives in the name of Jesus. They're not under our umbrella anymore, but you know, we wish them well, and we taught them well. Obviously, they stood on our shoulders. So to continue to do that, you know, we've got all of our manualized processes are available on that social franchise model, and would love to let people stand on our shoulders to empower. I mean, creating the systems, like that's where the magic is. And that's what is so painstaking, manualizing everything so that it's replicable. And that's what we've done. So we have that. You know, it's way, way more than just a house and furniture. Like it's the culture, how you interact with people so they experience freedom, not total freedom, but enough freedom to where they're like, this is good, this is healthy, this is flexible, and they're able to grow in that safe, limited structure environment. So yes, nationwide model expansion is the goal, the vision, and it'll be the first Christ-centered full continuum of care. The biggest national models that exist right now that are in every downtown metropolitan area do not offer that full continuum of care like I just described, from medical detox to residential inpatient and the life housing model that Absolute currently has in all of its offerings, all under the same umbrella. So it's seamless all the way through.
No, I
People fall
know.
through the cracks, and sometimes when they fall through those cracks, actually way too many times, they don't come back.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, the current efforts, the needs improvement, right? So we can see better results. And yeah, I'm glad you got your eyes open. Sounds like you're also cooperative. One of the things I found within this, space is sometimes people get very territorial,
Oh, yeah.
with
Oh, yeah.
their programs and their ministries. It's like, wait, I thought we all had the same goal. Aren't we trying to see people's lives be restored and people,
That's right.
become productive members of society, So
That's right.
it's good
It's gonna be hard to spend forever with you, Chad, if I'm not
to see.
like friendly with you in this limited time on Earth. Like, how am I gonna look at you forever in eternity? Oh,
Exactly.
yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, so that's good to hear. I'm glad. All right. Well, if you wouldn't mind, just as we kind of wrap it up, unless you had some other things you wanted to share about it, just wrap up. What I'm thinking is just summarize kind of the problem we're facing with addiction and how the current, ethos around that really hasn't been super successful, and where, this model, you call it continuing care or just, this holistic approach, how that is certainly, a big effort and a solution to this. If you could just kind of summarize the big picture of.
We have to meet people where they are. So if somebody is aware that they need help and is not like their life is not a complete dumpster fire, meaning they're still living in an apartment or in a house or whatever, and they haven't burned all the bridges in their life. They haven't been in addiction on meth for 10 years, right? They're just dabbling in it and they're like, oh no. I'm realizing I'm having a problem. I had an intervention with my family. I want to change my life and I want it to be Christ-centered. I want to get back to God. Cool. We can help with that. You can come into our life housing model. And versus, somebody who's a little bit more in severe addiction and needs a higher level of care to begin with. Maybe it's that residential inpatient, right? Where they're getting an assessment and they're getting a mental health treatment plan and a substance use disorder treatment plan, and it's being overseen by licensed professionals. We can help individuals there too, all the way to, like I said, the severe, right? Where they need medical physician oversight,
So you're
detox
saying
type
one
stuff.
size doesn't fit all.
No, sir.
People are unique in their needs and the challenges, and so the solutions have to address it based on that person and where their needs are. If
That's
I hear
right.
you correctly.
100%. Yep. And the other thing I would say is we're looking for leaders. We need help. We need God or Christ in scripture said to pray for God to send more workers. And that's our prayer. Like, God, send more workers. And I'm not talking about people that are just, if you only want to work 9 to 5 and be done at 5, you might not want to get into this, okay? But the Bible also says those who have been forgiven much love much. And when I think about love much, that looks like being willing to give my life away in gratitude for what Christ did for me. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the leaders I'm speaking to that we need to come out, come alongside, grab hold of the rope and pull. Rope, come, pull, and watch lives be transformed. We need people to respond, get in the boat, grab an oar, and start rowing. Because we are. We're taking off. We're moving. God is moving. And we've got an amazing team already. And I'll just speak on their behalf. Like, more rowers, when you're in a boat trying to go somewhere, are helpful. And we're saving a lot of individuals through the name and power of Jesus, and we need help.
Amen. So if people want to learn more about this, they would go to absoluteministries.com. Is that?
Yep. .com will get you there. .org is the
static site. Oh, .org. Sorry.
Absoluteministries.org. Yep.
Absoluteministries.org.
Yep. They can also send us a web inquiry there. They can call the 800 number, 877-306-5799. You can shoot me a text. You can call me. I'll be happy to give out my cell. It's 425-306-8280. Hey, some people are weird about that. You know what? I answer parents, loved ones, texts all hours of the day because their loved one's sitting in a jail cell. I've been there. And it's not lost on me, like, that feeling. And you know what? We're gonna help them, and I don't care what time it is. So,
All right. Well, Cameron, thanks for spending all this time with us this morning, and Sharon, we're praying for more fruitfulness there for you guys, and that the Lord will send a harvest of workers.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. I appreciate you, Chad. Thanks for what you're doing in this podcast too, and Fully Restored.
All right. And we'll stay in touch and talk more.
Let's go. All right.
Thank you for being a part of this much-needed conversation as we expose the raw truths about addiction. Don't forget to like, follow, and most importantly, share. Remember, addiction is the dirty little secret that every family deals with, but nobody wants to talk about.